Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Governor Bob McDonnell paid a return visit to New Hampshire, ostensibly in his role as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. But around this time of the year, every 4 years, there's always a lot of speculation about potential vice presidential candidates. Of course, nobody actually runs for a vice president, but everyone seems to like to be at least mentioned.
Bob McDonald seems to be walking for it and showing a little bit more leg every time this issue comes up. He was in New Hampshire as the new chairman of the Republican Governors Association, succeeding Rick Perry, now a presidential candidate. And while McDonald was up there, Democrats, by the way, delight in video of the governor appearing to flub the Pledge of Allegiance. But McDonald defended Rick Perry from criticism of his poor performances in some of these debates. And the governor was also uncharacteristically sharp in his criticism of Barack Obama. McDonald is one of the nice guys of politics and tries to keep the smash mouth stuff to a minimum. But in remarks to the New Hampshire Republican Committee, he said both states, New Hampshire and Virginia, had, quote, made a mistake, close quote, in supporting Barack Obama in 2008. This is pretty harsh stuff coming from a guy like Bob McDonnell. Now, of course, this vice presidential thing, or whatever one cares to call it, it continues to gain momentum. Of course, the governor hasn't said who he'll support for the presidential nomination, if he'll make an endorsement at all. And, of course, it will fall to the presidential nominee to select a running mate. The one point on which the governor seems to be insistent is he would like to see a governor as the nominee, and there are a number of them, some better known than others, seeking the Republican presidential nomination. History shows, by the way, that the last time there were two governors on a national ticket was in 1948. Tom Dewey, the governor of New York, Earl Warren, his vice presidential nominee, the governor of California.
We don't elect U.S. senators until next year, and neither party in Virginia officially has a nominee. There is competition, I believe, on both sides for the Senate nominees. But nevertheless, Tim Kaine and George Allen are getting a lot of attention, and they can't resist going at each other this far in advance of next year's election.
Yes, as the presumed Senate nominees of their party. Kaine, the Democrat, is putting a little distance between himself and Barack Obama, the former governor breaking with the president, saying he opposes Obama's proposal to increase taxes on capital gains. Brother, Kaine says the Bush-era tax breaks on upper-income earners, you know, this whole tax-the-rich thing, that should be the way to go. And, of course, this is a chance for George Allen, the presumed Republican nominee, to say that this is proof positive that Tim Kaine favors higher taxes. In an interview with Channel 12 this week, Kaine says this is all a lot of hot air from Allen, that allowing those tax cuts to expire is something that even Grover Norquist, the great anti-tax hawk, says wouldn't qualify as a tax increase.
Hmm. Representative Eric Cantor of the 7th District in Virginia, who, of course, is the House Majority Leader in Washington, some weeks ago got in some hot water for comments he made about how disaster aid would be funded, and he's been trying to explain himself ever since. Has he succeeded?
I suspect one might call this a public relations disaster over disaster aid. This week, the newspaper reported that Cantor held a conference call with FEMA folks and officials from Louisa County, the site of that earthquake, to talk about the timetable for post-earthquake assistance. Now, the implication of all this, according to the political blog Talking Points, is that Cantor is trying to speed up relief for his district. Now, there's a bit of a paradox here at a minimum, one would think. You know, Cantor was among those Republicans and Democrats holding up emergency funding for FEMA in this just-settled budget standoff between the House and Senate. Now, another problem for Cantor is that Governor McDonnell is breaking with his former congressman, saying that unlike Cantor, disaster aid shouldn't have to be paid for with cuts elsewhere in the budget. I guess that's why they call it disaster aid.
And we have, just about 30 seconds left, Jeff. And there's a kind of a curious item, I understand. George Allen, who is seeking his former Senate seat in next year's Senate election, is being tracked by the Democrats to see if he might make another faux pas, as he famously did 6 years ago.
Holy macaco, Wayne, man. Yes, a camera-toting Democratic tracker is getting thrown out of public events at which Allen is appearing. A couple of things you need to know about this. This tracker is an Asian American, like the one at whom Allen directed that racial epithet, macaca, in 2006. Clearly all part of the psychological warfare of politics. Democrats are clearly trying to get under Allen's skin, hoping he'll step in again while the camera is rolling.
Okay, good. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us Friday mornings about this time here on WCVE's edition of Morning Edition for an analysis of Virginia political news.